latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City. Riyad Mahrez's move to the Etihad is reportedly being held up due to the Algerian being entitled to a sizeable payoff. The Leicester City playmaker has his heart set on linking up with Pep Guardiola and Manchester City this summer, having seen a move in late January fail to materialise. Both clubs are continuing to talk, but the English champions are refusing to go anywhere near the £80 million cash the Foxes have been originally quoting, unless England under 21 winger Patrick Roberts is also thrown into the pot. Mahrez wants to get it sorted so he can enjoy a family holiday before commencing pre-season training, but there are believed to be a couple of hurdles still remaining. The 27-year-old is on a lucrative contract at the King Power Stadium and was promised a decent severance package when he renewed it back in 2016, should a top six club come forward and meet the club's demands. Mahrez asked to leave in January, and sources close to the talks have hinted Leicester are reluctant to compensate a player who has made it repeatedly clear on a number of separate occasions he wants to play his football somewhere else. Guardiola believes Mahrez can take his game to the next level, and the citizens are refusing to press the panic button just yet. Moving on, and Matthew Upson says he would consider replacing Manchester City winger Raheem Sterling when England's World Cup campaign resumes against Panama on Sunday, but not because the City man's display in the 2-1 defeat of Tunisia was poor. Sterling was one of several players to spurn good goal-scoring opportunities in Volgograd on a wasteful night for Gareth Southgate's side, who dominated and should have picked up the 3 points more easily. The 23-year-old has not scored an international goal since October 2015, despite a career-best season at club level this past year. And Upson feels that Marcus Rashford of Manchester United deserves the chance. He said, "I would keep it the same for Panama, bar possibly changing Sterling. I think that could be a change, and not because he was bad. I don't think anyone needs to clamber over Sterling about his performances. For me, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. I just find that sometimes he gets himself in a place where he concedes possession of the ball. He gets caught up with a lot of bodies. I found it was happening, especially towards the end, as we were trying to push and create something while they were sitting deeper at 1-1. That's where I think somebody like the substitutions that came on, they were just a little bit more direct."